आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट लोकलाइज्ड प्रोडक्शन ऑफ हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड्स एंड फ्लैग ऑफ बैटरी इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल एक्सपोर्ट्स टू 100 कंट्रीज नियर अहमदाबाद इन गुजरात दिस मॉर्निंग। Finance Ministry introduces one-time switch facility from Unified Pension Scheme to National Pension System for central government employees. Center sets up three high-level committees to celebrate 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Patel and Birsa Munda and birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Election Commission says it has received documents from 99.11% of electors in Bihar under special intensive revision of electoral rules. Indian Navy to commission two advanced stealth frigates Udaygiri and Himgiri in Vishakhapatnam today. And Mirabai Chanu wins gold medal at 2025 Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur near Ahmedabad in Gujarat today morning. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. A report from our correspondent.
In a shining example of a Make in India initiative success, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and flag off the Suzuki's first global strategic battery electric vehicle, BEV, manufactured in India. These Made in India BEV are set to be exported to more than 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the PM will also launch the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at the Gujarat-based TDS Lithium Ion Battery Plant. This joint venture is expected to accelerate the domestic manufacturing and drive innovation in clean energy technologies. Interestingly, over 80% of battery's value will now be locally produced, which will boost India's green manufacturing footprint. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Kodalgaam ground in Ahmedabad.
Duniya mein aarthik swarth wali rajneeti sab koi apna karne mein laga hai usse hum bhali bhanti dekh rahe hain mere desh ke laghu udyami ho kisan ho pashupalak ho har kisi ke liye main aapko bar bar vaada karta hu modi ke liye aapke hi sarvopari hai.
Highlighting India's transformative journey, Prime Minister noted that the country is progressing on the path of development with self-reliance as its cornerstone.
ये त्योहारों का मौसम है, अब नवरात्रि, विजयादशमी, धनतेरस, दीपावली, ये सभी त्योहार आ रहे हैं। ये हमारी संस्कृति के उत्सव तो है ही, ये आत्मनिर्भरता के भी उत्सव होने चाहिए। और इसलिए मैं आपसे एक बार फिर अपना आग्रह दोहराना चाहता हूँ। हमें जीवन के अंदर एक मंत्र बनाना है। हम जो भी खरीदेंगे, वो मेड इन इंडिया होगा।
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government has refused to allow the import of agricultural goods from the United States, prioritizing the interests and welfare of Indian farmers above all else. Speaking at the convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research, IISER, in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan said, "The new Bharat is full of confidence and does not fear anyone when it comes to safeguarding the interests of its own people."
भारत ने तय किया राष्ट्रहित सर्वोपरि, कोई भी समझौता देश के हितों के खिलाफ नहीं होगा। हम अपने किसान के हितों से कोई समझौता नहीं करेंगे, हम अपने मछुआरे हो पशुपालक हो उनके हितों से कोई समझौता नहीं करेंगे। सोचा था कि हम डर जाएंगे, आज का भारत है आत्मविश्वास के साथ भर के खड़ा हुआ है।
Union Finance Ministry has introduced a one-time, one-way switch facility from the newly introduced Unified Pension Scheme, UPS, to the National Pension System, NPS. More from our correspondent.
According to an official notification, this facility is available to UPS subscribers up to 1 year before their superannuation or 3 months before voluntary retirement. Employees facing dismissal, removal or disciplinary action will not be eligible. Once the switch is exercised, employees will no longer be entitled to UPS benefits, including assured payouts. The government's 4% differential contribution will be added to the individual's NPS corpus at the time of exit. This move is aimed at streamlining pension benefits and provide flexibility while reinforcing NPS as a long-term retirement solution. From April 1, 2025, the government has introduced UPS as an option under the National Pension Scheme for central government employees. With Rehsuddin's report, Shivang, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has set up a 3 high-level committees to celebrate the 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and tribal icon Birsa Munda and birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. According to the Union Culture Ministry, Prime Minister Modi will be the chairman of all 3 committees. The committee is tasked to approve plans, programs, supervise and guide the commemoration ceremony across the country. A report.
Born on 31st October 1875 in Nadiad, Gujarat, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel played an instrumental role in the country's struggle for freedom. He had successfully accomplished the task of integrating 565 princely states into the Union of India within a remarkably short span of time, a feat unprecedented in history. Vallabhbhai Patel is also known as the Iron Man of India. Similarly, Birsa Munda is a freedom fighter and a celebrated tribal icon. Tribal movements against the British rule, like the Ulgulan or Revolution, led by Birsa Munda, were not only pivotal in challenging the British oppression but also inspired a national awakening. Meanwhile, Atal Bihari Vajpayee was a poet, writer and a statesman who served as Prime Minister for 3 terms. To commemorate the birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee, 25th December is observed as Good Governance Day. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced that it has received documents from 99.11% of electors in Bihar, with 7 days still remaining in the claims, objections and documents period under the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in the state.
According to the ECI, this reflects an average daily collection rate of 1.64%. With the deadline set for September 1st, only 0.89% of electors are yet to submit their documents. The commission noted that the collection drive carried out with the help of booth-level officers and volunteers is expected to be completed ahead of schedule, much like the earlier enumeration exercise. In line with SIR orders dated June 24th, the verification of documents is being conducted simultaneously by 243 electoral registration officers, EROs, and 2,976 assistant electoral registration officers, AEROs, across Bihar. Eshwara Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Indian Navy will commission 2 of its advanced stealth frigates, Udaygiri and Himgiri, in Vishakhapatnam today. The B-17A frigates displace about 6,700 tons, making them slightly larger than their predecessor Shivalik-class frigates. They feature an improved hull design to reduce radar cross-section. The ceremony will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. A report.
The launch ceremony at Vishakhapatnam will be more than a naval ritual. It will be a celebration of India's journey towards a robust and self-sufficient maritime defense ecosystem. INS Udaygiri and INS Himgiri are follow-on ships of the Project 17 Shivalik class frigates, incorporating significant improvements in design, stealth, weapon and sensor systems, and are capable of executing a full spectrum of maritime missions. INS Udaygiri, built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai, and INS Himgiri, constructed by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, Kolkata, showcase the nation's growing shipbuilding prowess as well as the synergy between India's premier defense shipyards. Henry, Akashwani News, Vishakhapatnam.
The United States has officially issued a public notice imposing additional 25% tariffs on imports from India. The new duties will come into effect tomorrow. The notice was issued by the Department of Homeland Security through U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall likely to continue over Gujarat till Saturday and over Rajasthan till tomorrow. IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan, Goa, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi and Telangana today. In Jammu and Kashmir, various parts of Jammu region have been witnessing continuous heavy rainfall since late last night. Met Department has predicted light to moderate rain at many places, with heavy to very heavy rain at few places in Jammu, Riasi, Udhampur, Samba, Kathua and Rajouri districts. In view of the inclement and adverse weather conditions, all government and private schools across the Jammu division will remain closed today for the second consecutive day. A report.
Jammu recorded 190.4 mm rainfall, the second highest downpour this month in a century. Due to adverse weather conditions, all government and private schools across the Jammu division shall remain closed today for the second consecutive day. The step has been taken in the interest of student safety, heavy rains and warning of further deterioration in weather conditions. The authorities have issued advisories asking people to stay away from water bodies and landslide-prone areas. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akash. News from Jammu.
Monsoon rains are continuing intermittently in Himachal Pradesh, due to which normal life has been badly affected. In the plain districts of the state, flood-like situation has arisen due to continuous rain, and rivers and streams are overflowing at other places as well. Met Department today issued a red alert for heavy rains for two districts of the state, Kangra and Chamba, while a yellow alert has been issued for some areas. Star Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu won gold medal at 2025 Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships in Ahmedabad yesterday and marked a triumphant return to competitive action. The Tokyo Olympic silver medalist lifted a total of 193 kilograms to set new Commonwealth Championship records in snatch, clean and jerk and total, finishing atop the women's 48-kilogram podium. This included 84 kilograms in snatch and 109 kilograms in clean and jerk, both setting new Commonwealth Championship records. The win also secured her direct qualification for the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games. India has crossed the 50-medal mark in leading the medal tally at the ongoing 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. In the women's trap event, Neeru Dhanda won gold with 43 hits, followed by Qatar's Ray Basil, who won silver, and India's Ashima Ehlawat, who secured bronze. Neeru and Ashima also helped India win team gold, with Preeti Rajak finishing ahead of China and Kuwait. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. The Pioneer in a front-page news says government to hold meet as US tariffs kick in. The paper qualifies Prime Minister Modi saying interests of farmers, SMEs paramount. Asian Age reports that government won't compromise farmers' interests, PM. Modi calls for buy only made India product, says the paper. Quoting RBI Governor, Business Standard says RBI won't be found wanting a 50% US tariff hurts growth. SC asks government to form guidelines to regulate conduct on social media, headlines The Hindu. Financial Express reports that GST cuts to come into effect mid-September. GST reforms being fast-tracked to push festive season consumption, says the paper. And finally, The Hindu has a story of Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh flying the last sortie of MiG-21. The papers quotes him as saying, "It will be missed by all who flew it." And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries near Ahmedabad in Gujarat this morning. Finance Ministry introduces one-time switch facility from Unified Pension Scheme to National Pension System for central government employees. Centre sets up three high-level committees to celebrate 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Patel and Birsa Munda and birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Election Commission says it has received documents from 99.11% of electors in Bihar under special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Indian Navy to commission two advanced stealth frigates Udaygiri and Himgiri in Vishakhapatnam today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.